That's brilliant. Jolly good. Well, as I say, welcome everybody on this ninth Sunday after Trinity, I think I'm right in saying. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you, and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Almighty God, you know us intimately and all that we're going through this week. Help us to meet with you today and not leave until you have blessed us. Amen. You call us out of darkness to live in your marvellous light. Let us say sorry to God for all the times we have failed to live in the light of Christ. And so our confession, Lord God, we often struggle with our conscience, wrestling with negative emotions, weaknesses, and imperfections. We hold tight to you, but sometimes find our grip loosening. We struggle with dread and worry about what might lie ahead instead of looking to you and placing our trust in your love. Lord God, forgive our failings, we pray. Amen. Jesus, you gave up so much to bring salvation, your body being broken and being placed on the cross to pay for our sins. But death was overcome. Life polluted by sin is now debt-free, and forevermore we are washed clean with your loving forgiveness. Amen.
And we come to our first reading this morning, which is Genesis, excuse me, 32, beginning at verse 22. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jacob. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overcome power him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched, and as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it's daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks be
be
to
to
God.
God. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 17, beginning at the first verse. Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer, it does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people try to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who saved by your right hand those that who take refuge in you from their foes. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen.
Our second reading this morning is taken from Matthew 14, beginning at verse 13. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Some years ago, a very dear friend of ours made this for us. As you can see, it is about this particular, it's a long way up, should be that way up, this particular story from the Bible, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and we hang it on our kitchen wall as a reminder of God's blessings to us. The vision of CHAT, the church's housing action team here in Tiverton, is that no one in Mid Devon will be homeless or hungry. One of the wonderful things that CHAT does is to provide a food bank. The reality of food poverty is not new. In Jesus' day, the first century Roman Empire was marked, among other things, by inequalities in the ability to access food. Many people knew food insecurity and struggled on a daily and seasonal basis for adequate food and nutrition. It is not coincidental that Jesus included in his prayer, "Give us today our daily bread." The Roman Empire was very hierarchical in its social structure, with a small group of ruling elites who enjoyed an abundant variety and good quality of food, but most of the population lived around, at, or below subsistence level, with an inadequate calorific and nutritional intake. Sickness and disease were prevalent as a result of the poor nutrition and resulted in poor immunity as well. Jesus healed many sick people throughout his ministry. The context of today's reading is Herod's birthday party. No doubt the tables groaned with food and the wine flowed liberally. The king made a stupid and rash promise to his wife's daughter, which resulted in the execution of John the Baptist. Jesus was really upset at the murder of his cousin by Herod and his wife Herodias, and he took himself to a solitary place, or a deserted place as it's sometimes translated, to be alone as possible. But to no avail. The crowds followed him on foot from the towns round and about. Although he naturally wanted to be alone, Jesus' initial response was one of compassionate power. We see in verse 14, he healed the sick. He healed them for most of the rest of the day. His disciples saw a problem developing. We're told there were about 5,000 men, not to mention the women and children, and it was getting late and they were getting hungry. One of them suggested that Jesus should disperse the crowd to go to local villages to buy food for themselves. But Jesus had another idea altogether. Later in Matthew's gospel, he talks about the division of the sheep and the goats. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. He would have been very familiar with the Old Testament account of God's providing for the Israelites in the wilderness, and also of the prophet Ezekiel talking of a coming age when they will no more be consumed with hunger in the land. And these words can be found in Ezekiel chapter 34. All these things would have been in Jesus' mind when he told the disciples, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Moved by compassion, Jesus instructed the disciples to give the crowd some food. Can you imagine what the disciples must have been thinking? They must have looked around and thought, "Can't you see, Jesus, that we don't have nearly enough food for these people?" All they had was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That wasn't enough for a huge crowd. These next words changed everything. Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." If you want something changed miraculously, bring it to Jesus. And so the miracle takes place. 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. Jesus blessed them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to distribute. The language of taking loaves, blessed, broke, gave to disciples, ate, and all in verse 19 appears in the Last Supper scene in chapter 26. This is, of course, not the Last Supper. There was no cup for a start. But the two are linked by the use of food in the giving out of a divine blessing. We can enjoy and benefit from partaking in the Last Supper when we take the Holy Communion. We're told that when the feeding was finished and the crowd eventually dispersed, there were 12 baskets of broken pieces left over, which were collected by the disciples. Not only was it a miracle, but Jesus was showing that he had the power to produce far and abundantly more than that which was needed. He was excessive in his miraculous compassion. May we never underestimate the miraculous excess of the Messiah. Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9 says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." What a responsibility we have as Christians to share the resources we have with those less fortunate than ourselves. And how marvellous is our God in more than providing for our needs. I'm minded of that wonderful hymn, Trust and Obey. The disciples must have learnt this on that fateful day. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Amen.
Now we come to our prayers. Faithful God, amidst the complexity of our world, we pray for those wrestling with the difficult decisions they have to make and those struggling to do the right thing. We pray for the leaders of the world, especially Andy Burnham in his early days in office, as he builds relationships with other leaders and tackles urgent issues at home and abroad. We pray for President Trump and the leaders of the Middle East, for those whose lives are impacted by his and their decisions, and for all who are suffering under corrupt or cruel regimes. Particularly, we pray for those living in war zones, in places where there are few resources and great need. Remembering Gaza, the Sudan, and those places where people live in constant fear. And we say together, Lord,
Lord,
may
may we
we
never
never
let
let
them
them go
go
unprayed
unprayed
for,
for,
and
and
may
may
they
they
know
know
your
your
blessing.
blessing.
We pray for all those struggling to contain the devastating wildfires across Europe and across the world. For all in the emergency services, especially the firefighters, as they risk their lives day after day. We remember those who have been killed and injured, for all who have seen their homes and livelihoods destroyed, and for all the animals and wildlife decimated by the destruction of their habitats. Lord,
Lord, may
may
we
we
never
never
let
let
them
them go
go unprayed
unprayed
for,
for,
and
and
may
may
they
they
know
know
your
your
blessing.
blessing. We pray for the rescue workers in southwest Japan and those killed and injured in the recent earthquake. We pray for all communities around the world who slip out of the news but are struggling to rebuild their homes and their lives after extreme weather conditions.
Lord,
Lord, may
may we
we
never
never
let
go
them go
unprayed
unprayed
for,
for, and
and
may
may
they
they
know
know your
your
blessing.
blessing.
We pray for young people who have struggled with their exams and are now waiting for results, for those wrestling with decisions about their future. We pray for safety for all children through the summer weeks, especially those holidaying or living by water. We pray for lifeguards and all who have the responsibility of caring for young people and those who are vulnerable. Lord,
Lord, may
may
we
we
never
never
let them
them go
go unprayed
unprayed for,
for,
and
and may
may
they
they
know
know
your
your blessing.
blessing.
And finally, we pray for those who we know are struggling physically, mentally, or financially, for those who are wrestling with addictions, and for those who feel alone and forgotten. And we pray for our community, especially thinking this morning for the sick. Jacques, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Joy, Tony, Brian, Nigel, Audrey, John, Richard, Kathy, Bob, Mary, Ron, Jemima, Mary, Margaret, Colin, Richard, Hilary, Guy, Michelle, Saatchi and family. And we pray for Rackford School, Tiverton High School, Tiverton Hospital. Lord,
Lord,
may
may
we
we never
never
let
let
them
them go
go
unprayed
unprayed
for,
for, and
and
may
may
they
they
know
know
your
your
blessing.
blessing. Amen.
Amen. The Collect for the Ninth Sunday after Trinity. Lord God, your Son left the riches of heaven and became poor for our sake. When we prosper, save us from pride. When we are needy, save us from despair. That we may trust in you alone, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God as our Saviour taught us, so we pray, Our Father
Father
in
in
heaven,
heaven, hallowed
hallowed
be
be
your
your
name.
name.
Your
Your
kingdom
kingdom
come,
come, your
your will
will
be
be
done
done
on
on
earth
earth as in heaven.
heaven.
Give
Give
us
us today
today our daily bread.
give
Forgive
us
us our
today
sins,
as
as we
we
forgive
forgive
those
those
who
who
sin
sin
against
against us.
us. Lead
Lead
us
us
not
not
into
into
temptation,
temptation,
but
but
deliver
deliver
us
us
from
from
evil.
evil.
For the
The kingdom,
kingdom, the
the power,
power, and
and
the
the glory
glory
are
are yours,
yours,
now
now
and
and
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
May God, who loves you and has chosen you, strengthen you to live as God's holy people. Jesus, you call us to follow. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we have chosen to follow you no matter how difficult the road. Would you bless us now so that we can face the next steps on our journey?
Amen.
Amen.
Can you unmute us? Thank you
People.
both. That was
Bless you,
lovely.
Liz. Thank you.
Thank you, Bert. That was
Really
really
beautiful.
wonderful.